This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden repeated Wednesday U.S. commitment to Israel security.
My commitment to Israel security and the safety of the Jewish people is unshakable. The United States has Israel's back.
Biden made the comments at the White House a day after he confirmed that U.S. citizens are among the hostages captured by Hamas over the weekend, as he condemned the militant group for the sheer evil, what he called, of a shocking weekend assault on Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel in the middle of the crisis as a tangible sign of what President Joe Biden calls unshakable American support. VOA's Cindy Sain has more.
Blinken faces thorny issues. How to keep the conflict from spilling over, how to get hostages freed, including 15 Americans who are still missing, and how to help some 2 million Palestinian civilians now trapped in Gaza. He is also expected to go to Jordan. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu joined with a top political rival on Wednesday to create a wartime cabinet overseeing the fight to avenge the stunning weekend attack by Hamas militants. In the sealed-off Gaza Strip ruled by Hamas, Palestinian suffering mounted as Israeli bombardment demolished neighborhoods and the only power plant ran out of fuel. The new cabinet cobbles together a degree of unity after years of bitterly divisive politics, and as the Israeli military appears increasingly likely to launch a ground offensive into Gaza. The new cabinet will consist of Netanyahu, Benny Gantz, and current Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. It will only focus on the war.